You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, indeed. Hello, welcome along to the Punt Podcast here with William Hill. International weekend coming up with the matches played over Sunday and Monday. Dave Kalner, Tom Kerwin and Derek McGovern with you to preview the games here for William Hill. First of all, a warm welcome to Derek McGovern. Good morning to you, sir.
Very good morning. Let's get cracking on this marvellous weekend of football.
You're always so upbeat, Derek. That's what I like about you.
Well, listen to this. My 18th bet of the season I had about a week earlier this week, it was with Hills, and it was who was going to start in goal for England against Slovakia. And you offered, misguidedly, Fraser Forster 11-4. I lumped on. I lumped the crown jewels on. Last night he pulled out. I mean, he was nailed on to play, wasn't he? He was nailed on to play 11-4. I'm gutted.
It's funny you mentioned that, Derek, because the biggest price I saw on the William Hill website was 2-1, and I thought 2-1 was a good bet as well. It did look a cracker.
Yeah, well, I mean, he would have played, wouldn't he? There's no way Hippo Head could have played Joe Hart, given what's gone on. He's never had a game all season, has he, really? I mean, Forster was a shoo-in. The best of all time. It's gone. It's lost. Like all bets of all time. Loser.
Tom Cohen, good morning to you.
How are we, gents? Okay?
Very well, thank you.
Good,
very
good.
Well.
I'm looking forward to this weekend because it means Leeds cannot lose this weekend. It is absolutely impossible.
They'll find a way.
Well, somehow they do find a way. That's what keeps me coming back to them. But no, it's, I suppose this we talked about it last week, didn't we? This just comes at not a great time as far as the leagues are concerned, the Premier League in particular. It's just getting going. We've seen all the transfers all being done and completed as well. And we're going to be watching Serbia, Republic of Ireland this weekend.
Oh God,
we are. We're not starting there though. We're going to start with Slovakia versus England, which is Sunday evening, 5 p.m. kickoff. This one, Slovakia 14-5 to win it. The draw 21-10 with England even money. The two enhanced odds for England are Wayne Rooney to score and England to win. It was 3-1. It's now 4-1. And Harry Kane to score and England to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. Just when we thought, Tom, we could put the Euros behind us, we're playing Slovakia, who we played in the group stages of the Euros. And I say we, we're talking as three Englishmen here. I can't even remember that game. I'm convinced it never happened, that 0-0 draw. What happened in that match, Tom? Did anything happen of any note at all?
I cannot remember. It's a hazy memory, Dave. I think I was too busy searching through my family tree history on ancestry.co.uk to find out Welsh, Northern Irish, any relations I had, just to distance myself from England. I don't remember the game. I honestly don't. I can't remember if there were any chances. I don't really remember how we played it. The Iceland game is, that's the only thing I can remember. All I can see is all the England players slumped on the floor in the penalty area crying. Yeah. Or pretending to cry.
I was searching through my family tree during that game and I found out I was the sap. It was a shocker of a game. It finished 0-0. Nothing happened in the game. But I've just been reading the reports again, and England had the better of the game. I mean, I vaguely remember that, but it was just a non-event, pretty much like the whole tournament.
We've got Sam Allardyce in now, Tom, and I'm trying to understand why I had optimism going into Euro 2016 as well, because you look at the squad he's assembled. It is the same old names. Ross Barkley's been left out of the squad, which I suppose was the only real controversial note. And Mikel Antonio's come in, which means he's actually an England manager that's watching West Ham, which is, I suppose, good news. But I'm not optimistic at all.
No, he had to do something with that first squad just to kind of stamp his mark on it, and that was the one he went for. Mikel Antonio, yeah, okay, he's done all right, but is he an England player? Is he an international player? I suppose time will tell, but he is a weapon. Certainly the goals he scored with his head have proved he can be a threat from that point of view, but it is the same old names. And it's actually a group of players, particularly when you look at going forward, because England are going to have to, they've got to score, I would suggest, a couple of goals in this game to win it. You're still looking at players that I wouldn't say have hit the ground running. I think Jamie Vardy's done all right this season. I think he's been lively. I think he's warming up, and he's still my sort of favourite England striker as far as sort of poaching a goal is concerned in there. And Raheem Sterling, he's been brilliant under Pep so far this season. But is he going to transfer it into the England team? I just wonder whether there's, I wouldn't say there's a weight on their shoulders, but I just think there's probably a real unhappiness about even having to play this game. I can't imagine England players are going there with much enthusiasm at all.
Do you think they're scared, Derek, or do you think they're just not bothered, these England players?
A bit of both. Scared if they don't turn on a performance and get a victory against nations that they're supposed to beat, and the odds imply they're supposed to beat Slovakia. Well, they know the stick they're going to get. And not bothered as well, too. I mean, but I don't blame them for that. I really don't blame them. I wouldn't be bothered playing for England if I was a Premier League footballer. It's not worth the hassle for them, is it? They come back from the Euros vilified, probably rightly so. But, you know, they could do without all that. You know, they're millionaires. Why bother?
They would have preferred, if Sam Allardyce could have picked his fixture, this is not the one he'd have gone for his first one.
Well, no, without question. But, you know, look, this is what I meant to say. Sorry, Tom, for interrupting there. These are players who at club level are playing for Mourinho, Pep Guardiola, Jurgen Klopp. And then they go to England, supposedly a step up, and are shoved under Sam Allardyce. Jesus Christ, just the very thought of it turns the stomach. What possible motivation is there for England players to play, you know, to play for England now? There's none.
As far as bets are concerned here, Derek, three of Slovakia's last six home internationals have finished 0-0. We know it was 0-0 in the Euros as well. 0-0 is 13-2. You're looking for a sense of this England side going to flourish, but it's not going to happen under Sam Allardyce. We know this. We've seen him manage teams in the Premier League for a number of years. We know the style of football that England are going to churn out in this qualifying campaign for the World Cup. Are you looking low on the goals here, Derek?
Without question, 0-0 wouldn't put anybody off, but it's also low on the price, isn't it? 13-2.
Yes.
When you get something like, 12-1 in Premier League contests. 0-0 is always a reasonable scoreline in international football anyway, and both managers would probably be happy with that. Allardyce loves to draw ugly, doesn't he? So, you know, he'd be delighted with it in his first match in charge, avoiding defeat. I mean, if he loses to Slovakia in his first game, he knows the stick he's going to take. So I think caution will be the watchword for Hippo Head. I don't think England are going to throw caution to the wind at all. And let's not forget, by the way, you know, that England stunk the place out in the Euros. They stunk international football out for a number of years now. And the Slovaks have beaten Spain, Russia and Ukraine in the last couple of years. Why shouldn't they beat England? Why are they almost 3-1 on home soil to beat a ranked poor England team? It doesn't make sense to me. If it's going to be a victory for Slovakia, it's going to be by 1-0, isn't it? They're not going to be scoring the bagful. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to go for Slovakia to beat England 1-0, because I just can't have this England team and I can't have this England manager.
15-2 Slovakia to win the game 1-0. Tom?
I can't see England winning this one. As Derek says, you know, Slovakia on home soil are a tough side to beat. They don't win all the time, but they're a hard team to go there and get the points. I think actually Sam Allardyce, after the Euros, I think he'd probably take it. I think he'd probably think it's a steady enough start. When you're looking at the rest of that group, you know, who are they really going to be holding off to, you know, from the teams that finish second? I think Slovakia have probably got a better chance than Scotland of probably pushing England all the way in this group. So this is a game where you just want to get off the mark, and I think that's how he'll do it. He'll play the percentages, won't he? I think he'll be, I wouldn't say more adventurous than Roy Hodgson, but I can see his team getting into trouble and then him getting himself out of it, actually exactly like Roy Hodgson. So there's a few prices that interest me here. I think Jamie Vardy he's got a great chance of playing this one. As I say, I think he's, of all the strikers, I think he's the most lively, you know, in and around that penalty area, and I think it's going to be a scrappy old game. So I'm going to pick out a Jamie Vardy anytime goal and a draw at 12-1. But also, England to come from behind and draw is 8-1. You know, I can just see England. It's been the story of England for many years now, hasn't it? Just getting by. And when it really comes to the games that they need to win, that they fail to do it. So I think Sterling's in good form, but I don't think he'll transfer it into England. But I'm on this as a draw all day long.
The draw in the betting at 21-10. If you're looking at Derek's bet here, Slovakia to win 1-0. That's in the market at 15-2. Let's move on to Malta versus Scotland, which is a 7:45 kickoff on Sunday night. Malta 7-1 to win the match. The draw 16-5 with Scotland 4-11. The two Scotland headline offers here, enhanced odds offers. Stephen Fletcher to score in the game and Scotland to win was 5-4, enhanced to 6-4. And Chris Martin to score and Scotland to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1. Has been enhanced to 5-1. Scotland finished their Euro 2016 qualifying group in fourth, with the three sides above them, Germany, Poland and the Republic of Ireland, all progressing to the Euro 2016 finals. And you can see, Derek, I suppose, what Gordon Strachan is doing here, because his squad includes a number of players that are either uncapped or have been playing in the under-21s. He's looking to definitely focus on youth ahead of this World Cup qualifying campaign.
Well, yeah. I mean, Scotland didn't do too bad in the European qualifiers. They did one or two decent results. Shut up their critics, you know, for a while. It'll be a nice change for Scotland to play against the Maltesers instead of deep-frying them. I mean, how bad are Malta? Well, a year ago, they lost to Jordan, and she was carrying an injury at the time, Jordan. They were thrashed 6-0 by the Czech Republic in May. 2 months earlier, Scotland had won 1-0 in the Czech Republic. You know, I mean, a collateral form's not up to much, but it's more reliable than Scotland's form. You've got to say Scotland the good things here. You know, 4-11 away from home. It's not the kind of price you want to take about Scotland away from home, is it really? But you can understand why they're so short. I like that. Stephen Fletcher, the enhanced bet that you mentioned there. Yeah. I think it could be a bag full later for Scotland. Remember, they played against was it Gibraltar in one of the qualifiers? And I know that Gibraltar, Malta, are not as bad as Gibraltar. But, you know, Scotland won 6-0, and it ain't going to be that scoreline, but Scotland to win 2-0 looks nailed on.
If you're looking at that enhanced odds offer, it's 6-4, and Scotland to win 2-0 is 17-20, so that's not bad if you're looking at backing Scotland at 4-11. Tom, you can see what Strachan's doing here, because no places for strikers Ross McCormack or Jordan Rhodes in his squad. He's looking to... I suppose he's looking, it's cliched, isn't it? But he's looking to the future now with Scotland.
Yeah, I think he's found it a little bit more difficult than Northern Ireland and Wales, really, to nail down his starting 11. I think if you ask the Scotland supporters and you look at their team, he's chopped and changed it. He's never really been that settled. He's picked experimental squads. He did for friendly games in March as well, and has given everybody a go. I mean, he picked two squads for two games there. So he's had a good look at a huge pool of players, far bigger pool of players than Wales and Northern Ireland have. And probably some of the omissions is more noticeable than the actual people who've made it in there. How Ross McCormack doesn't warrant a place in the squad at the very least when people like Tony Watt, you know, are in there, I've no idea. But there are some really exciting young players, and none more so than Oliver Burke, who's just made his move to Germany. He looks a real, real prospect. He's built, you know, like a centre-half, but he's quick, he's a wide player, and he's got an eye for goal. So I think Scotland have quite a bit to be positive about going into this qualifying campaign. The one thing I'd look at Malta is Malta clearly aren't a good side, but at home they have made life difficult for teams that are maybe, you know, at a worse level than Scotland. But you actually look at their sort of home record, okay, they're not winning many games, but you know, they kept Italy down to a 1-0 victory. You know, Denmark, Bulgaria, they've been there and only won by one goal. You know, they're not getting hammered as often as you might think on home soil, Malta. I think Scotland will win. They've won all previous five meetings against them. But I would be looking at a narrow Scotland win. So I'd probably be looking at 2-0 or the 1-0. But I'm going to go for 2-0 at 5-1.
I don't mind that. Just below the enhanced odds on the William Hill website, if you're looking at it as well, match to be 2-0 at any point, yes, is 21-20. If you don't think Malta are going to score and you reckon Scotland are going to get a few here, match to be 2-0 at any point at odds against looks okay as well.
What price is match to be 0-0 at any point? I'll have that one. They'll probably still lose.
You'd find a way to get that beaten, Derek, somehow. So what are the bets here, Tom? Just recap yours.
I think it'll be a Scotland win to nil, but no more than sort of two goals. So you could either play Scotland winning under 2.5 goals, but I'm going to go for the correct score. I'm going to go for Scotland 2-0 victory at 5-1.
And you like the enhanced odds, Derek?
Yeah, the Fletcher one, 6-4, and also Scotland to win 2-0 at just a shade of odds on.
On to the Czech Republic versus Northern Ireland next, and the Czech Republic are 8-11 to win this match. The draw 11-5, with Northern Ireland in the betting at 4-1. Conor Washington to score and Northern Ireland to win was a 15-2, now 10-1, and Kyle Lafferty to score and Northern Ireland to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1. Was 11-1. It's now 12-1. The last two meetings, Tom, between the two nations have finished 0-0, but they were back in 2008 and 2009, I believe. I think Northern Irish boss Michael O'Neill would bite your arm off for that result in Prague, in all honesty, because even though it doesn't sound like a huge loss, losing Craig Cathcart prior to this match is a major blow, because he played every single minute in the Euros for Northern Ireland. And they like to play with three at the back, so he might have to adjust his formation now.
But he's been incredibly flexible, Michael O'Neill, throughout the qualifying campaign, of adjusting systems, taking absolutely each game, you know, as it comes along, and just navigating his way through those matches so successfully. He almost came up with a different game plan for every single match, and subtle changes as well. And again, I look at this group. Germany are in there, Norway, Azerbaijan and San Marino. It's a battle between Northern Ireland and Czech Republic, as far as I'm concerned, for that second spot, obviously, with the Germans in there. So this is a game they have to get something from. It's the first game, but they might look back on this one in 12 months' time and think, if we lost it, that could be the difference. And the Czech Republic was so poor at the Euros. I mean, I remember somebody tipping them to do badly, and I wasn't too sure about that. But
is that you, Derek?
Yeah, of course.
Of course it was. they were hopeless. They had absolutely nothing about them. And the one thing I'd say with them at home is that they do concede goals. This is a mixture of friendlies and qualifying games. But, you know, Turkey have been there and scored two. Croatia have been there and scored two. South Korea have been at the Czech Republic and scored two. The friendly matches, they're right, but Scotland beat them, of course. Albeit in a friendly game. Serbia has scored, Turkey, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Iceland, Netherlands. These are all recent games that the Czech Republic have played at home, and they've conceded in all of them. Yes, they've won the majority of them, but I think Northern Ireland are good for a goal here. And I think Northern Ireland are in a bracket with a few other teams that came out of the Euros with their heads held high in the fact that I don't think anything changes for them. I don't think they suddenly believe the hype. It's not like half their squad have got multi-million pound moves to top Premier League clubs. They're all pretty much going about the business in the same way. And I still think there's that sort of great team ethic there. So because the Czechs really struggle with clean sheets, no clean sheets in the last five home qualifying games or competitive matches, I'm going to go for both teams to score in this one. And I like the both score no draw at 11-4.
If you've just fancied both teams to score in the match, that's available. Yes, is 5-4. Derek, Tom talked about how flexible Michael O'Neill's been, and defensively, he's a great tactician. You look back through Northern Ireland's record in the last couple of years, they haven't conceded more than a goal in a game since November 2014, so we can expect them to keep this pretty tight.
They always do. They always do, no matter who they play against. And if you are back in Northern Ireland, these are the kind of fixtures to back them in when the odds, you know, the odds give them little chance, of 4-1. And, you know, it's not as if they're playing top-class opposition here. I think Tom says again about the Czech Republic is correct. They were as poor as England were in the Euros. It's a bit of a worry that at this stage last year, or maybe around about the autumn time last year, they beat Serbia and Holland in quick succession, which, you know, give people an idea that they might do something in the finals in France, but they didn't. Maybe those results were, you know, flattered them. It's a winnable fixture for Northern Ireland. It is. The worry, of course, is that they're at the best when they set out for a draw. You know, nobody scores against them then. If they show a bit of ambition, they're capable of winning this. But it's just, I doubt whether they will. I think they'll think a draw is all right. I'm going to go for Northern Ireland here with a goal start. So that takes the draw out of the equation. And that's just, I think it's 10-11 even money.
Yeah, if you're looking at Northern Ireland plus one, it's even money, actually. Northern Ireland plus one. You could also maybe have a look at Northern Ireland draw no bet here, Derek, which is 11-4. I know
I hate that.
It's not a bet you like,
no,
is it?
No.
When I was saying it, I was regretting it, Derek. Yeah.
Anything which ends no bet, forget it.
That's a good tactic. I like that. On to Wales versus Moldova, which is Monday night, 7:45. Wales 1-4 to win it. The draw 15-4, Moldova in the betting at 12-1. I suppose the only enhanced odds offer that's attractive here is Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1, which has been enhanced from 100-30 to 7-2. Was in great form at the Euros for Wales. Bale, he scored three goals, led his team to the semi-finals of the tournament, and he picked up a couple of goals in the opening game in La Liga as well against Real Sociedad. Moldova should be an easy starter, this one, Derek.
Yeah.
They weren't hammered in many matches. They only picked up 2 points in qualification for the Euros, though, Moldova.
I know. I mean, when you think of Moldova, one question keeps cropping up. What's the point? It's one of those nations that you try not to think about, but deep down you're fairly certain something unpleasant happens on an hourly basis there. It's an Eastern European version of Scotland. How bad are they? Well, let me give you an illustration. Nick Barmby scored against them in 1996. By all accounts, they haven't improved, and I'm pretty sure Barmby never did either, by the way. They're hopeless, and they annoy me. They just annoy me. They annoy me as much as Leicester did last season until I realised that they were a good team, Leicester. We won't get to that stage with Moldova. They're useless, and Wales will beat them. You know, on Wednesday night, Republic of Ireland were 1-4 to beat Oman. And you think, well, I'm not packing that because it's a friendly, but it's a cert, isn't it? But you think, no, it's a friendly. Well, this is a cert as well, and it's not a friendly. Yeah, it's there's no.
Do you think 1-4 is a good price then, Derek?
No, I wouldn't touch it because once a four, you know, it's not a working man's price, is it? Well, I'm not a working man, like, but I still wouldn't touch it. But you, what you do when you get a fixture like that, and you if you back a once a four loser, it's just you want to give up punting forever, don't you? So just back Wales to win without conceding, which is what I did with the Republic of Ireland against Oman, and you're getting something like about what four, 8-11 for that, I think it is. And I can't see how that won't win. It's nailed on.
11-20 it is now. What about Wales?
11-20
It's short, isn't it? Wales to win.
That is short.
You know what? I prefer Wales minus one if you think they're going to win comprehensively here, because Wales minus one is 3-4.
Yeah.
Wales minus 2, 9-4. So if you think they're going to give Moldova a good thumping on Monday night, those are possible ways in. Tom.
Well, an 8-11, I do like in this is Wales on the double result. I mean, this is the easiest game that they're probably going to have in the qualifying, isn't it? This is the game that they've got to win, and they, I wouldn't say make a little statement, but this is a tight and trappy group. This one, Group D: Austria, Serbia, Republic of Ireland, Georgia, along with Moldova and Wales. You know, I think this is going to be one that could go right to the wire, but Wales will feel they can probably top it. I know Austria were brilliant in the qualifying for the Euros, but didn't exactly do a huge amount when it came to the tournament, and I doubt they'll be able to repeat the run that they were on over the last 18 months or so. So Wales will look at that and think there's absolutely nothing to fear, and this is the game that they've got to win, and I think they win this comfortably. You know, at home, they've done well. I think not playing in the Millennium Stadium is pretty sensible, and you know, it gives them a little bit more of an edge. So I'm going to look at some goal scorer bets here, because I think there's going to be lots of chances for the Welsh. Again, like Northern Ireland, I only see them coming into this qualifying campaign full of confidence, full of expectation, but an expectation I think these players can deal with. Short prices on the anytime markets, but Sam Vokes is a player I really like. If he starts, I think he started the season really well for Burnley. He's 6-1 to grab two or more. And one thing Moldova have struggled in every aspect of the game of football, they've struggled in, but they have conceded. They are particularly vulnerable with crosses, and they've had a lot of headed goals scored against them. And Sam Vokes is, well, along with Gareth Bale probably edges him in that department, but he's not far behind, is he? We'd seen the goal he scored in the Euros. I think he's a very impressive player, and somebody I think will probably play a lot more minutes for Wales during this qualifying campaign. And, you know, Gareth Bale, I think they just need to shift it around a little bit. Gareth Bale was such the focal point with somebody playing off him, that I think they might just shift him around a little bit and, you know, try and catch teams out, because the one thing that, I mean, Moldova won't be able to cope with them, but other teams will look at Wales and think, yeah, you know, we know how you're going to play now. So I think Chris Coleman might have a few other things up his sleeve. But I like Sam Vokes on the 2 or more market at 6-1.
Yeah, very good price. Sam Vokes to score 2 or more in the betting at 6-1. And we finish with a look at the Republic of Ireland's match. They're going to Serbia on Monday night, 7:45. Serbia even money. The draw 21-10. The Republic of Ireland are 14-5. Robbie Keane, Tom, ended his Republic of Ireland career in style by scoring a wonderful trademark goal, you could say, from Keane on Wednesday night against Oman in that 4-0 win that Derek referenced earlier. And I mean, he's scored a number of goals for the Republic now. 68, I think he's got 68 international goals, which is level with Gerd Müller. Maybe not got the recognition he deserves over the years.
He hasn't, though. Well, probably not, but, you know, I don't think it really bothers him sunning himself in LA at the moment.
And, no, I think,
you know,
he's
coming
happy.
Back here for a farewell. I don't think it matters. I mean, the point is, in Ireland, he's been a focal point for a long, long time, and I think a lot of the tributes paid to him after his last appearance was pretty much what he's done for the game, just in terms of giving people an absolute superstar hero, because, you know, the Irish didn't have anybody like that for quite a while. You know, sort of a, you know, worldwide superstar as he is. But you're right, he's never sort of been in the bracket of maybe other players. You know, for example, like a Gareth Bale, because he's not been as good a player. But his goal scoring record's fantastic. And the problem for Ireland now is going forward is who kind of steps into that, into those boots, because he's just been a certain starter, hasn't he? Every time they've kind of got together, pretty much. So there's, you know, Shane Long, Daryl Murphy, John Walters. You know, they, for me, the Republic of Ireland don't have that out-and-out goal scorer and enough options up top, really. So it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with it. I mean, I think the Republic of Ireland aren't a bad side when you look down the players. And actually, in this one, you know, Serbia, they're favourites to win the game, but I think they won just one of their home games, you know, in the qualifying. They picked up just 7 points in qualifying for the Euros. They had three of them, of course, deducted. And they weren't even close to pushing Denmark in third spot in their qualifying group. And, you know, Serbia is always thought of, obviously, as one of the difficult places to go, but the home record's not great. Albania have been beating them 3-0. Denmark beat them 3-1. Portugal, of course, the European champions, beat them 2-1 as well in European qualifying. So my problem is their overall home form in friendly form has been pretty strong, but they do concede. Again, I've got to put this in the bracket of Republic of Ireland would take the draw, and that's where I'm heading with this one. I don't think Republic of Ireland are as tough a defensive side. I think, they'll probably have to score, because I fancy both teams to score again in this one. But I think they take the draw, and I think Serbia, even money. The more I'm looking at it, I'd lean towards a draw and think it's just a matter of getting through this first game, getting some points on the board and moving on.
I quite like the Republic here, Derek.
I
think they might old man this Serbia side. Serbia side, you look through that squad list,
yeah,
a number of players in attacking positions in particular are under 25. They've got a new manager in charge now. It's 16 years since they last took part in the Euros. They didn't make the World Cup in 2014. This is a national side that have been dismal for the last 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah, it's it. You're dead right. You've taken the words right out of my gob. They were the way I was about to make those same points. And I really do fancy the Republic here. I think it's probably the bet of the international weekend. Probably the only reason the international break is worthwhile this time is to wait for this on Monday. The Serbia's main goal threat, according to the goal scorer market, is Aleksandar Mitrovic. In other words, they don't have a goal threat. They're a poor side, and they have been for a number of years now. And you mentioned that European qualifying table. Well, they finished miles behind Albania, lost 5 of their 8 games. And the Republic, you know, they just keep doing it. They're capable of going anywhere and getting a result. To be honest, I actually think with the likes of Shane Long, they're set up to win away from home rather than at home. I like them. I think it's a very strong bet here for the Republic. Serbia, I oppose Serbia with all your might.
It could be John Walters who starts up front, given he scored twice in midweek against Oman, and he's 3-1 to score any time, which isn't bad. My problem, David, with Shane Long is he needs 50 chances to get one goal, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's not a clinical finisher, but yeah, he's one of those players that, you know, when I was a footballer, if I had someone like him playing in my side, I'd be made up. He gives you an outlet at every stage. And if you're under the cosh, say, away from home, and he can power one forward and he's on the end of it. Yeah, I like players like Shane Long. I think he's very underrated.
Okay, chaps. We've previewed the 4 matches involving the home nations and the Republic of Ireland match against Serbia. Is there anything else that jumped out from this international coupon in the World Cup 2018 qualifiers, Tom?
No.
Knew that was coming, Derek.
Well, my love affair with Iceland's not going to end. They're in the Ukraine on... is it Monday? I think it's Monday, isn't it? They're in the Ukraine. And Ukraine are 8-11 in this one at the moment. Iceland are 19-5. And I'm going to be putting a few pounds on them. There's no question about it, because I still think that Iceland are going to be a tough team in this qualifying campaign. I'm not saying they're going to qualify for the World Cup, but I don't see any reason why what they've been doing over the last 18 months, 2 years, is going to change. And they're up against a Ukraine side, albeit away from home, who were poor at the Euros. They lost to Poland. They lost to Northern Ireland. They lost to Germany as well. And, you know, Iceland away from home, they were almost better away from home than they actually were on home soil during the qualifying for the Euros. You know, they score goals, and I think that's what will give them so much encouragement going into this one. And I've seen Ukraine quite a few times. Coincidentally, I haven't sought them out, but they're no good. They're absolutely not. And this is exactly the kind of game that Iceland will just want to keep upsetting the odds. And I think they'll do it again here. So nearly 4-1 for Iceland to beat Ukraine. And you can take various different ways of looking at that. And you can look at the draw no bet or Iceland plus a goal. But I just think they're good value. And again, you know, Iceland, this is a team and a group of players that are just not used to losing games. And away from home, they score goals. I mean, their recent record away from, you know, they scored 2 in Norway, they scored 3 in Greece, they scored in Denmark. You know, I'm going back to sort of friendly matches here, but the point is, I think this team will keep it going. I think they'll upset a few people once again this season. I think that's a great price to kick things off. Iceland get up against a poor Ukraine team.
And I'll throw in one other one. Turkey at 5-1 in Croatia. Croatia, no great shakes. That's a winnable fixture for Turkey. Who caught the eye of it in the Euros? That's too big a price.
Thank you, chaps. That's superb. I do like those 2 bets away from the home nations as well. Turkey 5-1 to win in Croatia, and Iceland to beat the Ukraine at 19-5. Remember, you can follow us all on Twitter If you wish to do so, follow at Will Hill Bet as well, and make sure you download this podcast via audioboom.com by typing in William Hill, or you can catch us on iTunes as well. Again, type in William Hill to subscribe to the Punt podcast and get it delivered weekly to your smartphone. Derek McGovern, thank you.
Pleasure.
Tom Kerwin, look forward to chatting to you ahead of the Premier League next weekend.
Cheers, Dave.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to the podcast. We'll be back for the Premier League next weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.